Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Especially as a woman, by the time you have made it to the Kendra call-in show, that should be the immediate red flag that you are at rock bottom. All right? You are officially at rock bottom.
What's your name, love?
I'm Nakia. Hey, Kendra.
Hey, girl. Is Lakia?
Nakia with an N.
Nakia. Nakia, where you calling me from?
I'm in Atlanta, but I'm from Chicago.
Okay. Let that be a warning to you.
That's a red flag. That's a gigantic red flag for most guys.
Huge red goddamn flag, all right?
I live in Atlanta.
Okay, how old are you?
38.
Oh, you look younger than 38.
Thank you.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a nurse, emergency nurse.
What?
Yeah.
Man, look at, man, hell no.
Okay, you have any kids?
I do, I have two.
Two kids, how old are your two kids?
My son is 19 and my daughter just made 18.
Okay, both by the same man?
Yes.
Yes. Have you ever been married?
I have, when I was 24.
Okay. When did you, so you got divorced a long time ago?
Yeah. I was married for 5 years.
Okay. They say you look like Ari a little bit.
I get that a lot. I get that.
Oh, well, you're from Chicago. Ari's from Chicago, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. I actually saw you at a lot of things. I used to be, like, with Black Ink, and Don is a good friend.
Nobody gives a f*** about that.
Right. Yes. You know, I spent 10 years in my last stint in Chicago, but I was in Chicago before that. So a lot of my career life was spent in Chicago. I know more from other people on Black Ink. Well, Black Ink's over now, right?
I think so, yeah.
Black Ink Chicago. Mm-hmm. So when they were on, shout out to Charmaine, Ryan, yes. Don, Ford.
Those are my people.
She kind of looks like a guy. This is like a trans look for me, but she's living in Atlanta by way of Chicago, no. Those are the two places that I just would never want to find a woman in to take serious. Chicago and Atlanta. Red hair, leopard print, just hell no. This is something you just use for the night and kick to the curb. Nothing about red hair and leopard print says mother or wife. Nothing.
All right, what's your zodiac sign?
I'm an Aries, and I'm not a liar.
Right.
All right, girlfriend, what kind of man you looking for, Nakia, girl?
Just someone that is intentional.
What? How stupid would I be to do that? Is this camera on me?
Yes.
That knows what they want, that has worked hard as well to, like, set themselves up in life how they want to be, and somebody who is ready for a relationship.
AKA, I've been dating dudes who haven't been intentional and who haven't, you know, wanted to get in a relationship with me. I think you could figure out why these guys haven't been intentional and haven't asked you for a relationship. You're a pop and drop, a pump and dump, a typical ratchet.
My deal breakers, I guess it would be dishonesty. Like all of the gaslighting and, like, you know, just come as you are and be honest. Like for me, I think dishonesty is my main deal breaker. And don't tell me you're going to do something and then don't do it.
Who the fuck are you to put me on trial? I've never even met you. So why don't you back the shit off, all right?
How about you don't tell me what the fuck to do? I like that masculinity popped out. See, you gotta pay attention, fellas. You gotta pay attention. She was trying to play it nice and sweet. And be very clear, she talking about money. You know, she asked the dude for $300 and he said, I got you, boo. And he just never talked to her again.
My nigga.
Should he look a certain way?
I'm 5'7". I do prefer a taller guy, but I don't have, it's not like a, you gotta be light skin or dark skin or skinny.
So you whatever. Want a guy that's taller than you?
Yeah.
Okay. So just taller than 5'7". So does 5'11" make the cut or that's not tall enough?
I mean.
Does 5'11" make the cut or that's not tall enough?
I mean...
Okay. All right. You think you can do this to me?
I've dated... Yeah, I mean, that would be fine. I do find myself off the bat more attracted to taller men, like maybe 6 feet and up.
Oh, there's a big surprise. That's an incredible... I think I'm gonna have
not surprised.
Okay.
But
okay.
I'm not like opposed.
Shout out to the tall girls. I do understand the reason that you guys always want somebody taller than you.
These women need to figure out how to lock down a decent man. No matter how much he make, no matter how tall he is, these women aren't prizes and they don't realize it. Bars. If these women realized their true worth, they would be taking any decent man they could get. This is a grown-ass woman with kids and she's still talking about you gotta be 6 feet. You're a joke and a goofball.
Mm-hmm. All right, what about money? She make a certain amount of money?
I don't have like a number, but I just want someone who's self-sufficient and who can actually like add to my life. I don't need anybody to take care of me, but I would like to build with a person.
Nigga, no.
Okay. Let's do the Kendra Cam.
Jen is right here too. She said hi.
Okay.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
You got that blonde hair popping.
Yes.
Laquita, where you calling me from?
New York.
And why? What part?
I'm in Buffalo. I'm in New York State.
The snuffleupagus eyelashes are absurd. The blonde hair is cultural appropriation. So I better not hear her complaining about that on Twitter. And then the Nose Ring Chronicles. It's the Nose Ring Chronicles.
Okay. How old are you?
I am 33.
33? What you do for a living?
I am a nurse.
Nurse, you have any kids?
I do. I have one boy. He's 14.
Okay. Have you ever been married?
No.
Let's see. Laquita, New York, Buffalo, New York, 33. What's your zodiac sign?
A Libra.
Libra. And I think I got it all. Mm-hmm. What kind of man are you looking for, girl?
I'm looking for a strong man, one who will not be intimidated by my success.
Here we go! Here the fuck we go! Here the fuck we go!
I mean, you're a nurse. You know? You sound like you started some successful tech business or something. Yeah, I mean, she might make a good living. She might even make 100K. It ain't gonna help her on the dating market, though. Neither is that blonde wig or whatever the fuck it is.
I also want a God-fearing man and someone who is family-oriented.
Oh, you find that men are intimidated by your success?
I do, yes.
You're a liar. If we gonna keep it a stack, stop out of lying and shit.
Ooh. In what ways do they express their intimidation?
Just certain comments, you know, comments that indicate that they're a little bit jealous. And sometimes I have men that try to, like, live off of me.
Okay, you know what, though? Ain't nothing funny about that. Mm-hmm. Oh, I wish one of y'all motherfuckers would just start laughing. Because y'all know you think this is funny.
A respectable black man who has a real career. He's not going to fuck with a black chick with blonde hair and ridiculous eyelashes who look like a typical hood rat. So yes, you're only going to attract dudes who need a place to stay and dudes who are going to want to use you for your money.
Tired of it.
You know, I lived in my first radio job, full-time radio job, was in Buffalo, New York. I worked at WBOK. God, I was,
what?
I'm 45. I was, I think maybe 24. So this is like 20 years ago.
But I think I remember. You were the Black Barbie. Did they call you Black Barbie?
I was, yes. Yeah. I was Black Barbie.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie, I'm getting cooked.
And Kendra still thinks she the Black Barbie. If you look at her Instagram page, it's fucking cringe. And she's still trying to stunt and have a certain status. Just grow old gracefully, Kendra G. You're not the Black Barbie anymore.
Yeah.
Well, I lived in Buffalo, New York, my first full-time radio job. So in Buffalo, New York, you feel like those are the men that you attract.
Yes. Okay. I do. Yes.
Can you bring your camera down just a little bit or no? Okay. There we go. But I don't want your head to be cut off. Okay. So what are your deal breakers opposed to living off of you?
Lying, cheating, not having a car.
No expectation ever, motherfucker.
women who can attract dudes with cars, like, they don't have to say that. Like, if they were to come on a dating show, they wouldn't have to say, make sure you got a car, because they automatically attract a dude with a car, and you don't. So a dude without a car is your level, because that's what you're attracting. It's that simple.
Yeah.
Not having a car. Okay, gotta have a car. Mm-hmm. Should he look a certain way?
Yes, he should be very well put together. Good hygiene, good grooming.
Okay. Should he make a certain amount of money?
I would like him to make $80,000. And again, not have a problem with me making more than him.
Okay.
You know what would solve this problem? You need to deposit. Look, find a good dude who broke or whatever. And once you, you know, build up that trust and see that he a solid dude, just deposit most of your money in his account. And then he'll have more money than you, and y'all don't got to worry about this no more.
Oh my gosh, I've never thought about that.
And is $80K your minimum?
I can go to 60, 65.
But the niggas you've been fucking with haven't had a job or a car. But now you acting like you doing a nigga a favor by fucking with him if you make 65. Make it make sense.
We got to see your legs. We got to see your full body. Can you bring the camera down? Okay.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Now, I know some guys might like where the weight fall. But it's still overweight. You don't get 80K. Like, no, man. Blonde wig, not in shape. But you think you get 80K.
Delusion.
So we got Laquita, New York, Buffalo, New York, 33. What's the age range you would date?
I would do 30 to 45.
30 to 45. Okay. Can the guy have kids?
Yes, yeah. He can have kids.
Do you want more kids?
I don't.
You don't. Okay. When was your last relationship?
My last relationship was a year ago.
Okay. Three flaws. No, you don't have to answer, but I'm going to ask. When's the last time you was intimate with someone?
Ooh. Probably like 2 weeks ago.
Once woman gets in the streets, you can never get the streets back out of her again. Unless she just ends up too fat and fucked up, or her self-esteem will have to take a really big, deep blow for her to come back to being any bit decent for a man.
Is that guy an option?
No.
Why not?
Because he's not consistent.
I run shit! You just live it!
He's not consistent.
Right.
Okay. So how long have you been dealing with him for?
It's about to be 2 years.
You can't make this shit up. You can't make this shit up. Y'all heard it.
Oh, were you guys ever in a relationship or two? You were?
We were in a relationship before, yes.
Are you sure?
So, 2 weeks ago, were you guys in a relationship or no?
No.
Okay, no.
She was never in a relationship with him. She lying, so she could sound a little bit better. He hasn't been consistent the whole time. He never was consistent with her because it was just a situationship.
Yeah, we know that, dumb Diddy. We know that.
So what happened the last 2 weeks that made you say I'm finally done with him?
Well, I've been done with him. He's just, you know, meeting some needs.
At night, you gotta get high or drunk or something to forget. And then you cry some more. Then you're lonely some more. And then they give you a trophy. This award go to Mama Joe, 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 for destroying the street.
Look, do you realize you're on the internet for thousands to see? No serious man is going to fuck with you after they heard you say, I'm still fucking my ex that never treated me right, but I just need him to fill my needs. So the dudes who are currently dating you, they got to be okay with the fact that the dude who's been treating you like shit for 2 years still get access to your body, but the new guy got to wine and dine you and jump through hoops.
That sounds like a fun idea. I should go do that. No.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. That's my problem.